A new poll shows most people in the United States support a mandate by the Obama administration that requires business owners and faith-based nonprofits to offer insurance coverage of contraception for employees, even when doing so conflicts with their religious principles. The president of Lifeway Research, which conducted the survey, said the poll shows most Americans do not understand the mandate forces religious employers to lose the freedom to practice their faith. Dozens of organizations have filed lawsuits against the mandate, including the pro-life group Human Life International. HLI's president, Father Shannon Bokeh, tells Charles Collins the new law would require HLI to pay for procedures that it not only finds immoral, but is also actively fighting against.
Obviously, as a Catholic institution, you know, opposed to the contraception and, of course, abortifacients and gradually, you know, the idea of abortion and sterilization and all these other issues that emerge from it, you know, to recognize that as an institution being forced by any political system or ideology or law, you know, puts us in a very, very difficult position that we can't comply with because we can't support, you know, something that's intrinsically evil and actually financially supported by paying premiums or even given any semblance of support to it. So it becomes really controversial, you know, on the core levels of our faith, of our religious freedom and our exercise of.
Several court cases out there. What does it look like? Do you think you have a good chance of winning?
The cases are still moving forward within the federal system. And I know of a couple of cases right now through some of the attorneys who are working with these cases who really think that there is a great opportunity before the Supreme Court to really look at the mandate and to look at what it implies. And so we're very hopeful in that. We've seen a couple of decisions recently where the Supreme Court has sent the case back to the federal court to rehear it, which means that they're at least open, they're discussing it. So that's a good sign. I think there's some good hope with it.